These are mostly post 90 and post 80 people.
这是1990和1980以后出生的。
They were from 20s to 30s.
他们是20岁到30岁的。
They have just recently joined the ranks of the young working class.
他们才进入职场，轻职。
Therefore, they are very technology savvy.
所以他们呢，很有这个技术性。
They realized that I could not travel there to share this with them.
他们了解到我不能够到那边去跟他们有这样的交通。
And they also realized that, you know, because the size of the group is about 150 of them.
并且他们的数目大概是150人左右。
So therefore they suggested, you see, this is quite modern, they suggested, via Skype, we will have a sort of face-to-face time.
所以他们就建议用这个 Skype, 在能够面对面，就是看着一面看着那个手机也好，那个小的 iPad 也好。
Actually, because of the number they projected on the screen, so they can sit in a big room and watch it.
放在荧幕上面。
And then they also wanted to have a Q&A time.
他们也愿意要有一个问答。
This is the first time. This is the first time I tried this with them.
这是我第一次用这样的方式跟他们交通。
It went off okay.
一切都很非常顺利。
It's not the point that I want to tell you this morning.
这个不是我要告诉你们的要点。
Actually, you know, this topic, the meaning of human life, I have shared in many different occasions.
关于人生的意义在不同的场合我都交通到。
And I almost always start with Genesis 1:26.
我总是以创世纪一章二十六节开始。
But I did not want to share with them because I just dig up the old notes and just say something to them.
我不是要我不愿意把这个旧的那些讲的话来重新看一看再告诉他们。
Because I have reached the last leg of my human life.
因为我已经到了我最后人生的一程。
I want to share with them. It's not just my experience, but also my perspective at this stage of my life about the meaning of human life.
我跟他们交通了，不只是我的经历，也愿意关于我人生的展望来跟他们谈。
And I must tell you, I was quite surprised what I found in this matter.
关于这个题目，我就自己也非常惊奇我的发现。
Because we brothers have shared a lot of times with you on Genesis 1:26.
我们弟兄们跟你跟大家都交通到这个创世纪一章二十六节很多次了。
What is there something? What is anything new to share about this?
还有什么新的东西可以交通呢？
And I must tell you, I was surprised.
我必须告诉你，我有点惊奇。
So I'm going to share that with you today.
所以我今天要把这个交通给你。
Because I don't think I've ever shared this particular perspective with the saints here in New York.
我还没有照着我今天要讲的我的展望来跟这里的弟兄姊妹交通。
Now let me first tell you that what we've always shared, which I believe is they are correct, of course.
我先告诉你们，我们过去交通的是什么？我觉得那也是正确的。
If you want to talk about the meaning of human life,
他们要讲这个人生的意义。
You must go to Genesis 1:26.
你必须回到创世纪一章二十六节。
Because God created man with a purpose.
因为神造人有一个目的。
The meaning of our existence depends, is really depending on God's purpose.
我们生存的目的是在于神造人的目的。
It is not just it happened that we existed arbitrarily by chance.
这不只是发生了，事情发生了，我们呢偶然的就产生了出现了。
Every one of us here, we are here because God created us with a specific purpose.
我们每一个在这里坐在这里的，都是因为神造我们有他的一个目的。
This is really the why of the meaning of the human life.
这就是人生意义的为什么。
The human life has any meaning because God created us with His purpose.
人生所以有意义，因为神造人的时候有他的目的。
And we also, of course, said because God made man in His image after His likeness.
我们说神造人是按照他的形象，照着他的样式造了人。
Therefore, the purpose of God is for man to express Him.
所以神造人的目的是要人来彰显他。
And not only that, God went on to say, and let them have dominion over.
神也继续说到要他们来管理，来治理。
Therefore, it is to represent Him specifically to deal.Was his enemy.
这就是要人做他的代表，来对付他的仇敌。
And this is all very correct.
这都是完全正确的。
God created man with his purpose.
神造人有他的目的。
To express him and to represent him.
来彰显他，来代表他。
And that was my perspective up until recently.
这也是我的展望。一直到最近
in the last 2 years, particularly during the last 4 months,
最近的两年，特别是过去的四个月，
I realize my existence is really transient.
我觉得我的存在是非常的
短暂。
短暂。
Now, this, I do not say this with any sense of regret.
我不是因着后悔这样子来说。
Of course, it is true that our existence, however long, even up to 100 or more than 100 years, it is still infinitesimally short compared to eternity.
当然我们的人生即使是100或者超过100，但对永远来说还是非常的短暂。
Now, when we say God created man with a purpose,
当我们说神造人有一个目的，
God, of course, is eternal and infinite.
神是无限的，也是没有任何限制的。
And man, now please notice what I'm going to say. I do not say man is temporary.
我不是说人是短暂的。
You know, we think that if you compare with eternity, we should use the term temporary.
当我们讲永远的时候呢，我们很像应该用这个对比是短暂。
I don't even want to use the word temporary.
我不愿意用这个词短暂。
I use the word transient, which means just passing.
我用这个词瞬间，就是很短。
But I actually even want to use another expression. I would say our existence is fleetingly short.
我要说用另外一个发表，就是我们的人生其实是。光阴似箭，不知道。
You know, because yes, in a way, you can measure our lifetime with the speed of light, which is just okay. That's fleeting, fleetingly short.
光阴似箭，可以这样讲。
And not only that, we are God is infinite.
神是无限的。
Compared with God, our capacity.You can't even say finite. I don't want to use the word finite because that is a bit too presumptuous.
对这个无限来讲，我们人是有限，这个词都用的不是很合适。
I want to say our capacity is infinitesimal minuscule. 无限的小。
OK, 这还是用无限，因为神是无限的。那人就是无限的小。
Now, I realize, you know, actually it was, I'm quite, how should I describe my feeling? My feeling is that, how can it be possible for we say we are going to express God and represent Him?
在这样的情形里面，我们怎么能够说我们人要彰显神，代表神？
You see, so I think that I realize it is a bit almost presumptuous to say we can represent God and we can express Him and we can represent Him.
甚至来讲，我们人要来彰显他，代表他，就是非常过分的一种讲。
So then what is the meaning of human life?
那么人在地上人生的意义是什么？
And I have certainly shared with you good part of my life here to say that the purpose of human life is to express Him and to represent Him.
我已经过去讲过，我们在地上，我们人生的目的是为了彰显神，代表神。
That is correct.
这是正确的。
This is the why of the meaning of the human life, and this is the what of the meaning of the human life.
这样的讲是讲出我们人生意义的为什么，还包括是什么。
Then, you see, so I want to sort of expand my understanding or my seeing concerning the meaning of human life a little bit.
我要把我对人生意义的了解来扩大的来讲。
You see, this morning I used the word why and the what.
我用了两个词，为什么还是什么。
Now I wanted to add when and how.
现在我要加上什么时候还怎么样。
And I want to tell you, particularly to the younger generation, it is possible.
我要讲对着年轻的人这是可能的事情。
Actually, maybe I should add a little bit, as I shared about 4 months ago, about I feel there's, about the no reserve, no regrets, and no retreat, and the no regret, and the no fear.
我过去四个月前交通道没有保留，没有后悔，没有退后。没有害怕。
But I want to tell you why I feel no regret.
我要交通为什么我讲没有后悔。
Okay, now this has something to do with the when.
这跟这个为什么时候有关系。
You see, the Bible not only tells us why there is meaning to human life and what is the meaning to human life.
圣经不但告诉我们人生的目的有为什么。还有是什么。
But the Bible also tells us when and how.
圣经也告诉我们人生的意义是什么时候还怎么样。
Okay, now, so this morning I'm going to share with you the third word, when, and the fourth word, how.
今天早上我就继续交通第三个字什么时候还有就是怎么样。
And I feel that with the saints here, you can probably appreciate a little bit more of what I'm going to say.
我想在这里的弟兄姊妹可能对我将要讲的话能够更认赏识一点。
You know, I'm not going to give you my life story.
我不要把我这个人生的历史故事告诉你们。
But I'm going to tell you a little bit using my life.To explain to you how I see when we know the meaning of human life.
我要用我的这个人生来说，为什么时候这个人生的意义啊是什么时候
？Some of you know my background, but anyway, this morning I want to put it in this context.
你们有些人知道我的背景，但是我今天要把这个背景摆在我今天要讲的话里面。
You know, I was.Born in the 1930s.
我是1930年代出生的。
And those were the war years.
那是战争的年代。
But I must tell you, God was very merciful to me that I had the opportunity to come to know the Lord Jesus when I was a teenager.
但是主对我非常有怜悯，在我十几岁的时候呢，我就认识了主耶稣。
Not only I found my personal salvation, but I also began to see the meaning of human life.
我个人是得救了，但是我也开始认识人生的意义。
But you know, this time as I look back,
现在我回头看
through these many decades of my Christian experience,
在我这几十年基督徒的经历里面
it is still an infinitesimally short time.
它还是无限的短暂的一段时间。
How is it possible within such a short time and with such limited capacity one can know God?
这么短的时间，这么有限的能量、能力，怎么能够认识这位神？
You know, we sang that hymn number 8. I particularly appreciate verse 2. Said, praise him, praise the Father,From who is the source?
在我们最后唱那一首诗歌第八英文第八首讲到赞美父，父是一切的源头。
Indeed, our Father is the source.
父确实是我们的源头。
He's the source of every good.
他是 一切美善的源头。
And God the Father is also sovereign.
神的父，神父，父神也是主宰的一位。
And He orders every step in our life.
他安排我们人生的每一步。
And particularly, you know, when you come to know the meaning of the human life,
特别是当你知道人生的意义之后，
when you come to appreciate Genesis 1:26,
当你赏识创世纪一章二十六节，
we found the meaning of our existence,
我们找到我们人生存在的目的，
to express God and to represent God,
来彰显他，来代表他，
such a glorious, lofty calling,
这样一个荣耀崇高的呼召。
I mean, even in my life, you know, I was fortunate compared to many other people. I've come to know the Lord Jesus when I was young and was coming to know His purpose, even not that old in my life.
跟别人比较起来，我是非常蒙恩的，因为我那么年轻的时候呢，就认识了主，我也以后就认识了。人生的意义。
As I look back recently, it astounded me. How is it possible for me to learn much about God, to express Him and to represent Him?
最近让我回头的时候，我就非常的吃惊。我怎么能够认识他甚至来彰显他？
I realize there's too short a time to learn too many things.
我觉得这个是非常短暂的时间里面。我竟然需要有这么多的这么大的学习。
Now, I realized actually, I think this is the amazing part.
我觉得这就是非常叫人吃惊的这一部分。
Not only know we know the why and the what,
不但我们知道为什么和是什么，
but from the Bible, from the Word of God, we also learn the when.
并且从神的话，从圣经。我们能够了解什么时候。
Recently, I was particularly impressed by this matter about the innate ability and the innate capability God has put in man.
最近我特别的对这件事情非常印象的深刻，就是神给我们的本能，与生俱来的本能。
You know, we actually talk a lot about actually, what I'm going to tell you this morning really is a kind of a summary of so many things we have shared over the years.
今天早上我要交通的其实是这么多年来的一个总结。
You know, after Genesis 1:26, we of course often speak about Genesis chapter 2, verse 7.
在我们常常提到创世纪一章二十六节之后，我们就提到了创世纪二章第七节。
And God made man out of the dust of the ground.
神用地上的尘土造人。
And we know that is referring to the body of man.
这是指人肉身物质身体的部分。
And God breathed the breath of life into him, into his nostrils.
神把生气吹进人的鼻孔里。
And the man became a living soul.
人就成了有魂的活的魂。
And we know this, the breath of life, this breath is the same word as the spirit.
这个生命之气跟这个灵是同一个字。
And well, of course, so man had the body, and God breathed the spirit into him, and the man become a living soul.
当然人有身体，生命之气吹进人里面，人就成了活的魂。
But this breath of life, the breath of life and the living soul is the same word.
这个生命之气还有这个活的魂，它是同一个字。
And so what God breathes the spirit into man together with the spirit is the life, and this life is to live out through his soul so he can become a living soul.
这个生命之气吹到人的鼻孔里，人就活过来，人就活有了一个生活，成为活的魂。
And actually, the next two verses, actually a few verses later, it talk about God placed man in the garden, and there is the tree of life there.
神造人之后， 两节之后，二章九节就提到神把人放在生命树前。
And that tree of life, this life, is the same as this breath of life and the living soul. It's all the same word, life.
这个生命树那个生命跟那个生命之气还有活的魂，它都是同一个字。
So in other words, okay, the point is this.
这个点是在这里。
And when God created man with body, soul, and the spirit,
当神造人，有这个身体。还有魂，还有灵。
And God put in certain innate abilities in man's spirit.
神就把这个有一些本能放在人的灵里面。
And these innate abilities, even capabilities, is for man to live out to be the proper living soul.
这个本能，这个人的神给的能力啊，就是叫人能够活出一个正确的一个活的魂。
And this life is symbolized or represented by the tree of life.
这个生命，这个生活，它就是用这个生命树来啊、okay. 做表征。
This is the meaning of human life.
这就是人生的意义。
God created man.
神造了人。
With body, spirit, and soul.
有灵，有魂。
And with the life in the spirit.
然后在灵里有生命。
And this life can live through the soul.
这个生命可以从魂里面活出来。
So it can properly represent God and to express God and to represent Him.
人就能够合适的、正确的彰显神代表。
Okay. So actually, in man's spirit, God endowed many these wonderful innate.Ability and capabilities.
在人的灵里，其实人赐给了人很多潜在的或者天生的天赋的这些能力。
But of course, man fell.
当然人后来堕落了。
Actually, before Adam was able to use these innate abilities to express God and represent God, he was seduced by God's enemy.
在这个亚当能够把这个神所赐给他赋予他的这个能力潜力活出来的时候呢，亚当就受了引诱，被神的仇敌引诱。
We have mentioned this in the past that the fall of man did not deter God from His purpose.
我们过去交通到这个人的堕落并没有叫神在他这旨意的里面偏开了。
Let me use a slightly different way of saying it.
让我用一个不同的方式来说这件事情。
The innate abilities that God endowed into the human spirit was not in function yet.
那个时候，当神给人那个天赋的在灵里面的那个能力啊，还没有进功用。
In the fall of man, man's spirit is in hibernation.
在这个人堕落的时候。人的灵呢是在冬眠的状态。
In other words, it's asleep.
换句话说，是睡觉的状态。
It's not annihilated.
他没有醒过来。
This is very important. The God endowed innate abilities in the human spirit when He created man was not annihilated, but was only in hibernation.
所以这个很要紧，因为在这个神给人那个天赋。从神来的那个能力本能呢是在人的灵里，那个时候呢还没有有功用，还没有活过来，显出他的功用来。
And these innate abilities include the ability to know to seek God.
这个天赋的能力呢，包括人寻求神的能力。
Actually, among all the human beings in this world, there was an innate ability to search for God.
在所有的在地上的人里面呢，他有这个神天赋的能力叫人来寻求神。
That is the reason why there are so many different religions, because people is looking for the creator or supreme being.
有这么多宗教，就是因为人在寻求神，要寻找一位主宰的神。
That innate ability was put into man by God.
这个在灵里面的这个寻求神的能力是神摆进去。
Not only to seek God.But to know God.
不但是寻求神，还来认识神。
Well, you know, we often mention about the three functions in our spirit, in the human spirit.
我们常常讲到这个人的灵有三个功用。
The conscience, the intuition, and the fellowship.
有人的良心、直觉和交通。
Actually, these are all innate abilities.
这些都是在人的里面的那一个本能。
Even before one...was fallen in a fallen state, still there is some functioning of the conscience.
就在人堕落之后，人的里面呢，它还有一点这个良心的作用在哪里。
And there is a kind of response when the salvation, the knowledge, the way of salvation was enlightened to them.
当这个人这个救恩的知识在人里面照明的时候他有反应。
These are all the innate abilities.
这个都是神给人的那一个本能。
And this innate ability also including to pursue after God, to fellowship with Him, even to know the meaning of the human life.
这个在人里面的本能包括人可以人要来想要跟神交通能够来认识他。
Imagine even over the past decades, if we brothers every week, every several times a week, try to explain to you about the meaning of the human life according to God's purpose, I don't think we can do it.
就是过去几十年，我们想要把这个跟你们交通很像我们还做不到这件事情。
Because as I said earlier, too short a time, too much to learn.
因为在这样的时间里面，其实时间还是非常的短暂，但是我们要学习的还是很多。
It is because of this innate ability.
是借着这个在我们里面神给我们的本能。
When God's word is spoken,
当神的话说出来的时候
，enlightens us.
照明了我们，光照了我们。
Then there is a response in our heart.
我们的心里就有一个反应。
Now I'm going to describe this as a sense.Of fulfillment.
我要用这个完成这个词来说明这一件事情。
Because God created man with a purpose.
因为神造人是有一个目的。
And God has put all these innate abilities within our spirit.
神也把这个本能放在我们人的灵里。
When a person became a Christian.
当一个人成为基督徒的时候
The function of the spirit is awakened.
这个灵里的那一个功能呢就被唤醒了。
You know, when we say a person, you see, when a person believe in his heart, confess with his mouth, and he's saved.
当我们说一个人心里相信，口里承认，他就得救了。
And we usually encourage gospel friends to open their mouth.
我们也鼓励福音朋友要开口。
To call on the name of the Lord.
要呼求主名。
Now this is just to exercise to use that innate ability God has put into their spirit.
这个就是叫这个人用他神赋予他给他那个天赋神给他的能力来进攻用。
Even though before this person was saved, the spirit was in hibernation.
甚至这个人在得救之前呢他的灵是在一个冬眠的状态。
That is why we say that, you know, the salvation God prepared for us is a full salvation.
这就是为什么我们说神给人的救恩是一个完全的救恩。
Start with the regeneration of our spirit.
从我们灵的重生开始。
And with the redemption of our body.
然后最后就是我们身体的得赎。
And throughout the lifetime,
is
for the salvation of our soul.
就是我们魂的救恩。
We often say the regeneration of the spirit is instantaneous.
我们平常说这个灵里的重生是即时的。
And the redemption of the body in the future is also instantaneous.
这个身体的得赎呢也是一刻之间的。
But the salvation of the soul is lifelong.
但是魂的救恩是一生之久。
I wonder whether you sometimes ask why.
我不知道你们有没有自己问自己为什么。
You see, so it is really quite meaningful because all the innate ability God has put into our spirit at the moment of our calling on the name of the Lord when we get saved, it got awakened.
当我们呼求主名，我们得救的时候，我们灵里的那个灵的功本能就被唤醒了。
Ready to function.
就开始进攻用。
I must tell you, this is really very, very important.
我必须告诉你们，这非常重要。
Okay, so because I mentioned about this matter about when.
我刚才提到这个什么时候。
When do we know? When do we know the meaning of human life?
我们什么时候知道我们人生的意义呢？
Actually, all these innate ability was put into our spirit when we were created.
其实在我们人受造的时候呢，这个神父的这个本能在我们灵里呢都在里面。
But because of the fall of man, the spirit was in hibernation.
但是因为人的堕落。这个人的灵呢，就在一个冬眠的状态里面。
But praise the Lord, when a person gets saved, at that very moment, the spirit is awakened.
但赞美主，当一个人得救的时候呢，那一刻，他的灵呢就活过来了。
Now you may not understood. I mean, very few of us really understood when we first got saved what we have inherited.
很少，我们很少人呢、在我们得救的时候呢，就完全明白我们承继了些什么。
I must tell you that as I look back in my lifetime, I was amazed how merciful the Lord is.
当我回头看我人生的时候，我就非常吃惊。我的得救。
And I'm amazed still. In the last leg of my earthly existence, I still have the opportunity to share with you about.The real meaning of human life.
也非常特别的，在我人生最后的一程呢，我可以跟你们交通这关于人生的意义。
Now, I mentioned to you I was born in the 1930s.
我跟你们提到我是1930年代出生的。
And just 2 days ago, we remember the end of the Second World War, 69 years ago.
我们两天前呢就有。关于这个第二次世界大战的69年的纪念。
I remember quite clearly that 69 years ago, it was 3 days before my 12th birthday.
69年在我12岁生日的三天前。
So, in other words, I use this to show you.
我用这个来让你看见。
The first 12 years in my life was spent during the wartime.
我头人生的12年是在战争的时期里面度过。
Well, of course, the Second World War only lasted a little over 4 years.
这个第二次世界大战是大概有四年左右。
And the Sino-Japanese War was 8 years.
中日战争是八年。
And actually, the first 4 years in my life, the Japanese invasion has already started in China.
在我人生开始的四年，其实中日战争已经开始了。
So I must tell you that during my first 12 years, we have gone through a lot of places.
在我头十二年，在我人生里面，我经过很多的地方。
And we've gone through many dangerous situations.
而且有很多很危险的时候。
And we've seen so many were got killed by the.Really, random bombing from the Japanese Air Force.
我们也看见很多人都死亡，因着日本的轰炸。
Now, but I must tell you this.
但是我必须告诉你。
When I was young, growing up, during those 12 years.
在那十二年，当我年轻的成长的时候
，I never had a sense I'm seeking for a sense of security.
在那十二年里面。我没有我没有感觉我需要寻求安全
actually,
安全感。
Actually, we've gone through many hairy situations and harms could have come to us.
其实我很多时候非常危险，我们可能都会受伤。
But even as a young child, I was never afraid.
但是我年轻的时候从来没有害怕。
I never afraid that we need more protection. Actually, there was hardly any protection against that kind of a random.Bombing.
那时候我们没有寻求要什么保护因为在那样轰炸的情形里面根本没有保护。
But rather, in me there is a deeper sense of need of fulfillment.
但是在那 段时间里面，我里面有一个非常深刻的一个需要啊，就是啊啊要有一个完成感。
Now, what is this?
这个是什么呢
？Actually, the other day I explained to some of the Chinese-speaking saints.
前几天我跟华语的弟兄姊妹有解释给你们听。
I tried to explain to them the difference between the sense of security and the sense of fulfillment.
我想告诉他们这个安全感跟这个成全感两个之间的不同。
I told them the sense of security is in the soul.
我说这个安全感呢、啊、是在魂里面。
And the sense of fulfillment is in the spirit.
这个成全感是在灵里面的。
Maybe it's difficult for the younger generation to understand.
也许年轻的对这两个词比较不容易了解。
Because if you have not gone through the kind of situation and insecure situation, and yet you are not looking for security, you would not understand this.
如果你没有这个不安全的时候呢，你就不会寻求安全感。
But in the midst of that tremendous.Insecurity, I found within me there's a deep need of the sense of fulfillment.
在那样不安全的那样情形里面，我却里面有这个在寻求这个成全感。
Now let me explain you to you a little bit in a different way.
让我用不同的方式来解释。
You know, during the wartime was not only it was a time of insecurity.
战争时期是非常不安全的。
But the wartime is also a time of scarcity.
战争时期啊，也是物质缺乏的时候。
I don't want to bore you with all the kinds of situations.
我不要让你们觉得烦了，说讲这些不同的情形。
But I must tell you, God is very merciful to me.
我必须告诉你们。就神对我非常的怜悯。
Even during those war years,
甚至在那个战争的时期
，God was merciful to me that I could discover the joy of sharing with others.
在那个时期，我还能够有主就给我机会，能够经历到跟别人呢有分享的这个喜乐。
Okay, in the midst of scarcity, you can share with others. There is a rare joy.
当你啊非常缺乏的时候啊，你把你有的跟别人分享的时候啊，哎，你会啊有这个喜乐。
And as I grew up,
当我成长的时候
，there were more abundance available.
慢慢的物质就丰富了。
So there is a greater joy of giving.
就那个时候呢，当你有了，你给别人呢、啊。你会有很有喜乐。
Actually, when I was very young, I did not know about Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
在我年轻的时候，我不知道使徒行传二十章三十五节。
Paul told the ones from the church in Ephesus, saying, "And remember the word of the Lord Jesus: It is more blessed to give than to receive."
二十章三十五节，保罗说，对以弗所的圣徒说。要纪念主所说的话，施比受更有福。
And it was actually only recently I began to realize that when I first became a Christian, I realized how God's love was expressed.
当我得救之后，我就发现这个神的爱啊是怎么彰显出来的。
I want the saints to show Romans chapter 8 verse 32.
我要圣徒把这个罗马书八章三十二节打出来。
And the indeed he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things?
神既不吝惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了。岂不也把万有和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
？Now I'm not going to take the time to expound this verse. There's a lot to say about this verse.
我不愿意花时间，更多的时间来解释这个经节，因为恐怕会费时间。
God's giving is unsparingly.
神给的是不吝惜的给。
It's without reservation.
没有任何保留的给。
And it's unconditional.
也是没有条件的给。
Without any cost.Without
any price.
And so, you know, because of God's giving, because of God's giving.
因着神的给。
Therefore, He made us in our spirit, there is that generosity to give.
因着神是给的神，他在我们的灵里呢，他就有一个给我们一个慷慨的一个心。
Even in the time of scarcity,
甚至在非常物质缺乏的时候，
if you start to share with those who are less fortunate than you are,
如果你跟那个比你更有需要的人分享的时候，
you will find there is a real sense of fulfillment.
你会发现有一个非常成全的感觉。
That sense of fulfillment, why do you feel that? Actually, when you give, you should feel empty, but when you give, you actually feel full.
其实你给的时候呢，应该你少了，你应该是空，但是你给的时候呢，反而你觉得完全了。
Look at Luke chapter 6, verse 38.
路加福音八章三十八节，六章三十八节。
Give, and it will be given to you a good measure.Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, they will give into your bosom. For with what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you in return.
你们要给人，就必有给你们的。用十足的量器，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们的怀里。因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Actually, you know, this word that the Lord Jesus who spoke,
这个主所讲的这个话
I think is why Paul quoted in Acts chapter 20 verse 35.
我想就是根据这个经节保罗在使徒行传二十章三十五节就讲了施比受更有福。
Not only God gave in such an unreserved, unconditional way.
不但是神是没有保留没有条件的给
But God also put this innate ability in every one of us
他也把这个能力摆在我们每个人的里面
And when you do that
当我们这样做的时候
You found there's a real sense of fulfillment
你这样做的时候你就会有一个成全感
That sense of fulfillment is what God created us for
这个就是神为什么造我们
So, I feel that, actually, otherwise, how do you express God?
不然你如何彰显神?
How can you express God?
你怎么彰显神?
Even give you a lifetime, give you all the opportunities, we could never do it.
主给你一个人生所有的年日你根本没有办法。
Let me say, we have neither the time nor the capacity.
我们没有时间我们也没有能力。
But actually,This kind of giving is that when you start to give, then you realize you have more.
当你给的时候，你就发现你还有更多可以给。
So you know, dear brothers and sisters, as I come to the end of the last leg of my life,
当我走人生最后一程的时候
I'm so happy that the Lord gave me these opportunities throughout the lifetime.
我感谢主给我在人生的里面很多的机会。
Many opportunities for me to sense the sense of fulfillment.
人生这个很多的机会叫我里面呢，能够经历这一个成全感。
And even in the last few months,
甚至在过去的几个月
，when I realized the time is short,
当我了解到时间不多了
，I think.I need to pour out.
我觉得我应该倾倒出来。
And you don't know, I was telling some saints, actually, these are the happiest months in my life.
我告诉有些圣徒们这是我人生里面最快乐的日子。
I can tell you, it's not only the most happy time, but also it's the time of the most sense of fulfillment.
不但是最快乐的日子，也是最有成全感的日子。
So, regardless when you come to know the Lord,
不管你是什么时候认识了主得救
，God has put that innate ability and capability in every one of us.
神把这个能力呢摆在我们每一个人的里面。
We need to be from Jacob to Israel.
我们啊，应该是从这个雅各变成以色列。
And from the moment we were born, we were like Jacob to grab on the heels.
啊，在我们一生之后，一生下来之后呢，我们就像雅各就开始抓。
But once we believe in the Lord, that innate ability of giving, that generosity, is awakened.
在我们信主之后，那个给那个慷慨的能力呢，啊，就显出来。
I believe in this regard, we can really express Him.
我觉得在这一面呢，我们可以啊彰显。
Okay, now, but there is a second point. Okay.
还有第二点。
To represent Him.
就是代表他。
Let me say this a little bit. Yes, when is that it was put into us when God created us.
来代表神。在神造我们的时候呢，就放在我们的里面。
And it was awakened when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
当我们信主的时候呢，这个能力代表神就醒唤醒过来。
And when we exercise that innate ability, generosity to give,
当我们操练这个慷慨的给，能够有这样的实行
，we had a sense of fulfillment.
我们就有成全感。
But that's only the first half, right?
但是这是前面一半。
The first half is to express Him.
我们人生一前一半就是我们彰显他。
And the second half is to represent Him to deal with His enemy.
第二部分就是来彰显他，来代表他，来对付他的仇敌。
And this is about the lifelong salvation of the soul.
这就是关于我们人生啊，有这个一生之久的魂的救恩。
Because in the fall of man,
因为在人的堕落时候
，there remains a strong resistance for us to exercise these innate abilities.
因为在我们那个堕落之后，这个人的里面呢，就一个很强的抵抗性，来抵抗啊这样给的这种本能。
And that resistance are called, well, we all know about this term inertia.
这个抵抗的这个这个情形就是
阻力呀、这个，
就是我们人里面的阻力，
就是惰性啊，
也是人的惰性。
And this inertia is with us.
这个惰性呢，就在我们每一个人的里面。
It is actually with our soul.
这个惰性是在我们的魂里面。
And yes, the innate abilities is in our spirit.
这个神给的天赋的本能是在我们的灵里面。
And when we exercise this innate ability,
当我们操练我们神给我们天赋的这个能力，
it actually expresses through our soul.
但是这个彰显出来是经过我们的魂。
But of course, in our soul, there is the mind, the emotion, and the will.
但是我们魂里面有我们的心思、情感、意志。
You know, actually, to have a renewed mind is our innate ability.
其实这个心思的更新呢，是神给我们的一个本能。
And the regulated emotion is the proper expression.
这个有调整的、受过调整的这个情感呢，也是正确的情感。
But what will affect us, our soul, the most, is the inertia that will stop our will.
最影响我们的，其实我们就是我们的惰性，叫我们的这个意志呢不操练。
Because of this, we need to experience the salvation of our souls throughout our lifetime.
这个就是为什么在我们一生之久呢，我们需要经历这个魂的救恩。
Well, of course, oftentimes we said you need to turn to your spirit, you need to exercise your spirit, you need to call on the name of the Lord, is to overcome this inertia.
我们所以要转到灵里，操练我们的灵呢，就是要胜过这个人里面的惰性。
Even you young people just had 2 weeks of summer school of the truth.
甚至年轻人才有这个暑假的真理班。
And many saints have received them in your homes.
很多弟兄姊妹接待了这些年轻人。
You're very happy. You were quite exercised.
你们很喜乐，你们也非常有操练。
But don't rely on yesterday's experience.
但是不要依靠昨天的经历。
Because inertia sets in very quickly.
因为这个人的惰性它很快 就又回来了。
Your inertia will tell you, saying, well, you are tired, so you don't need to exercise so much. You have done your part. Let others do their part. Let me tell you, the inertia is expressed through our passivity. The inertia can set in, you know, your negative attitude.
这个人的惰性呢，它就在人这个消极的反应彰显出来。
It can express in the oldness.
啊，也就是你的老旧。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, I'm, you know, as I said, I have come to the last leg of my life.
像我刚才提到，我在走人生的最后一程。
I have to be exercised every morning.
每天早晨我都需要操练。
There's a strong inertia to encourage me to just take it easy, stay in bed or doing nothing.
很强的惰性啊，就在我的里面告诉我，你不要起来了，你就睡在床上就可以了。
No, I want to resist, to refuse this kind of inertia.
我就需要拒绝这样的惰性。
Because why? This is to represent God to deal with his enemy.
这是什么？这就是来代表神，来对付神的仇敌。
Actually, every time we exercise this innate ability, Satan will always throw some rocks or something to slow you down.
当我们呢操练呢？来用这个神给我们天父的本能的时候呢，
inertia,
这个魔鬼就会啊丢些东西啊，做这个障碍。
And inertia is the strongest resistance for preventing us from exercising our innate abilities.
这个人的惰性呢，就是最强的阻力，叫我们不来啊用这个神给我们那个天父的本能。
So to you know to see the first part.That express God is easy because God put those innate ability in us.
来彰显神呢、啊，这个是很容易看见，因为神把这个本能放在我们的灵里，我们呢、啊、就能够用这个本能的时候呢，就彰显神。
But in the matter of representing Him, we have to exercise our will.
但是呢，意味着要代表神的时候呢，我们就必须啊运用我们的意志。
Because there is a strong stronghold that will preventing us from doing it.
因为啊，神在我们的里面有他的高，这个仇敌在我们的里面有他的高塞，来呀、啊、拦阻，来阻碍，做障碍物，叫我们能够这样操练。
I want us to see Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5.
我们要看这个哥林多后书第十章第四节、第五节。
For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful before God for the overthrowing of strongholds.
哥林多后书十章第四节第五节，我们征战的兵器本不是属肉体的，
而是
在神面前有能力，可以攻倒坚固的营塞。
As we overthrow reasonings and every high thing rising up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought.Unto the obedience of Christ.
我们一起读一下，将理论和各样阻挡人认识神而立起的高站都攻倒了，又将各样的思想如来使他顺从基督。
So therefore, you see, dear brothers and sisters, I feel that we need to exercise our will.
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们需要运用我们的意志。
You know, to overcome the inertia,
来胜过这个惰性。
We must try to get out of our habits and tradition.
我们必须要脱开我们的习惯和我们的传统。
Because habits and tradition is just to slow you down.
因为这个传统和习惯呢、啊，就叫你这个人呢、啊、慢下来。
To take it easy.
就叫你啊就是啊、休息，就是老。对自己容易一点。
You know, to the salvation of the soul, there's no shortcut.
这个魂的救恩呢、啊、是没有捷径的。
Don't take the path of least resistance.
不要找这个最容易走的路。
actually the least, all the resistance are the inertia that the enemy has put in our way.
所以想要找捷径的就是人的那个惰性在人的里面。
So on the one hand, we need to realize these strongholds.
一方面我们需要知道啊在我们里面呢、啊、有这个仇敌的高战。
But on the other hand, we need to exercise our will.
另外一面呢我们需要操练我们的意志。
I want them to show Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
我们现在读一下腓立比书二章十节十三节。
For it is God who operates in you both the willing and the working.
因为乃是神为着他的美意在你们里面运行使你们立志并行事。
You see, God is operating in us.
因为神在我们里面运行。
God's operating began with his putting us the endowment, the endowed innate ability in our spirit.
神的运行先就是把这个本能啊放在我们的里面。
And by providing this full salvation for us,
来为我们预备了这个完整的救恩。
Firstly, it's awakened the function of the hibernated spirit.
先是叫我们这个冬眠状态的灵啊醒过来。
And all the functions are ready to operate.
所有其他的这个功能呢、啊、都应该开始进攻用。
On the one hand, we can give to get the sense of fulfillment.
一方面我们可以给，叫我们呢能够有成全感。
On the other hand, we are fully aware of the devices of the enemy.
另外一面呢，我们就知道仇敌的诡计。
We know God's good pleasure is not only for us to express Him.
神的美意呢，不但是叫我们能够彰显他
，but also to represent Him.
并且叫我们能够代表他。
So I must tell you, dear brothers and sisters, in my lifetime, even at this stage, I'm exercised every day.
弟兄姊妹，甚至在我这样人生的最后一程的时候呢，我还是天天的操练。
I realize, as I told you 4 months ago, I asked the Lord to give me not discounted days.
四个月前，我告诉了你们，我在神面前说，祷告，不要叫我这个。叫我每一天都算得了数。
But I realize I have to do my part.
我了解到我需要做我这一方面该做的。
I have to be exercised.
我必须操练。
Not only I can pour out.
不但我可以倾倒出来。
But I can also exercise to overcome the daily inertia.
我还可以每天操练来胜过每天里面的那一个惰性。
So I think this is my perspective.About the meaning of human life now.
这个是我目前啊，我对人生的意义啊，我所认识的。
See, to speak to somebody in Hong Kong only 20, 30 years old, they wouldn't understand fully.
对这个二三十岁的人这样讲，他们可能不能够了解。
So I feel I have to share with you, whom you know me much more over the years.
这些年来，我觉得你们啊。更多的认识我，你们能够了解这个话。
I'm so grateful to the Lord. Throughout my short existence, not only I can know the why and what of the meaning of the human life.
在我这么短暂的人生的里面，我非常感激主给我知道我为什么还是什么。
But also gave me a little taste of knowing the when and the how of the meaning of the human life.
也让我能够知道认识人生意义的是什么时候怎么样。
May the Lord encourage us all by His word.
愿主借着他的话鼓励我们众人。
Especially by Genesis 1:26.
特别是借着创世纪一章二十六节。
We all can live with understanding, with knowing the meaning of the human life.
我们都能够认识能够学习我们人生的意义。
Amen.I think we can all be together, so we don't need to, so we can have a sharing and translation.
所以我们可以大家一起，我们可以用麦克风，大家有点交通，借着翻译。